The City College of San Francisco Chancellor David Martin has already issued pink slips to 58 tenured and tenure-track faculty. The faculty union AFT-2121 says the implications of this decision will mean the closure of hundreds of fully enrolled courses and will require additionally laying off more than 150 adjunct faculty. At the Mission campus, students and faculty held signs saying, "Don't cut our access to education," chanting, "Don't eliminate ESL," in both Spanish and English.
No elimine ESL!
No elimine ESL!
No elimine ESL!
Over the last 8 years, CCSF's revenue has dropped 30%. In that time, enrollment has declined by 35%. CCSF's admissions decline has been steeper than at other California community colleges, but all of them suffered major reductions as a result of the pandemic. CCSF administrators claim that the decline in students and available funds, coupled with a looming evaluation which will decide if CCSF will be accredited through 2030, is why the cuts are necessary. ESL instructor Dinah Wilson, who stands to lose her job in the layoffs, says that administrative mismanagement is to blame for lower enrollment, and that the San Francisco community stands to lose a great deal from this decision.
Who is profiting from this?
Yeah, okay.
Certainly not immigrants who need to learn English. Certainly not career changers who need new job training. Certainly not seniors who need a stimulating social activity, a memoir writing class, or a painting class. Certainly not marginalized students who seek out a sometimes life-saving sense of community found in gender studies classes, Filipino studies classes, sign language classes.
The ESL program at CCSF, which serves predominantly immigrant and working-class students of color, would be among the most affected by planned cuts. Critics of the move say that for many immigrant and first-generation San Franciscans, CCSF is one of few affordable options to learn English. Julia Kwan, a nursing student who founded the advocacy group Save Cantonese at CCSF last April, says that by cutting these programs, CCSF is turning its back on immigrant communities.
As an American-born Chinese, I wish my grandparents would have been able to take these classes. Born in Hong Kong, my mama and my yeye never had the opportunity to learn English after immigrating to San Francisco. I cannot imagine the loneliness, isolation, and fear they must have felt in English-only spaces. With Cantonese as their first and only language, they only lived in areas of San Francisco where they knew they would not be ridiculed.
CCSF's trustees will vote in early May on whether or not to give final approval to the cuts, but the faculty union says it's prepared to fight against the layoffs. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.